Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color on your radio dial here at WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country each Friday morning here at 9 a.m. And also, we have a rebroadcast this evening at 6 p.m. here on 101.5. And also these shows are streamed on the Del Al Horizon newspaper site a few days after we get them here, when we send them up in the cloud and they download them there. So we've got a large bunch of them there that you can listen to at any time you like. And of course, we'd like to thank the folks that make this show possible here each Thursday morning, being the Chamber of Commerce Three-Star Committee, and especially those folks here that help sponsor the show. And we'd like to make sure that we get out and do business with our folks here in Salina. We don't need to take all of our money to cool. Well, we can leave a little of it here in Salina. But I know we've had another great tourist season this year. I think maybe I think we got the numbers the other day from last year's, and I think we had tourists that spent here in this area about $8 million, I believe it was, here in this area. Of course, we've got some catching up to do with some of the upper end of the lake right now, and we're working on things like that. I know we will be doing some talking about it a little bit later on. We've got a big crappie tournament coming up here in November that we'll be talking some about, and had lots of expansion up at Cedar Hill. If you hadn't been up there in a while, go up by and check them out. But it's been another great year, and we're looking forward to getting some things done to get more folks to stop here in downtown Salina when they go through heading up to the lake. So we're working on things like that, and we've got a young lady that helps us do some of those things here with me this morning. And that's Miss Hannah Carroll from Upper Cumberland Development District, and we'll be talking to her here in a few minutes about, we'll let her introduce herself. I think she's kind of new over there, at least in that position. Taking a young lady's spot, I can't remember her name. Virginia Alexander?
Yes.
Yeah. I think she got married while she was there. We had to change her name, I think, or something or other. But we'll be back just in a few minutes with all these things. And we've got our football teams on the road this week. Volleyball season has ended. Basketball practice will be starting before long. Our golf team did pretty good this year. I think they won the district, but they didn't make it to the sub-state. So congratulations to all those guys. And we'll be trying to get some of those young ladies and young men up here in a show here before long and kind of wrap up those seasons. And with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll come back, and we'll let Miss Hannah introduce herself, and we'll start talking here in a minute. We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking.
Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're here with Miss Hannah Carroll, and I know she's gracious. You've been helping me with some things here for the Rolly Hole Marble Museum. But I think, Hannah, you're not new to this community, are you? I mean, to the Livingston area community, or just introduce yourself to the folks this morning.
Yeah, it's good to be here, Thomas. Thank you for having me. It's in the beautiful, historic Clay County courthouse here. My position at the Criminal Development District is Tourism Recovery Coordinator, and I started earlier this year in February.
Okay, now, your background?
Background?
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, before I was at the Development District, I was finishing my schooling up, but my schooling's in a little bit different area. It's anatomy and biomedical professions is kind of the educational background that I had and what I was doing before.
You kind of wandered away from that a little bit.
Yeah, it was a little different track I took right after school, but saw the position became available and had a great interest in being part of the Upper Cumberland and giving back.
Are you originally from this area?
I'm originally from Pikeville, Tennessee.
Okay.
From that area. I grew up right outside Fall Creek Falls State Park there.
So you're over around Van Buren County and over that way?
Van Buren, yep. That's where I was grew up at, yeah.
Educated there?
Yes, I elementary through high school. I was in Van Buren.
Well, how about Mr. Mike Martin up there? You know him?
Oh, yes, Mr. Martin. Yeah. Yeah, we love Mr. Martin. Yeah.
Great friend of mine. His dad coached basketball. I coached basketball here for about 20 years. And he's one of the older coaches that kind of took me under his wing and took care of me when I started. And we were lifelong friends after we met. A tremendous sense of humor. I guess you may have had him for a teacher also, or he might have been there. I don't know where he had retired by the time you got in high school or not.
I believe he may have been more of a principal superintendent when I entered.
Well, now, Mike, he became superintendent, and I don't think his dad, his name was Elon Martin.
Elon was his father.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so lots of great folks up there.
I think a great deal, Mr. Martin. Thankful I had him.
How about Mr. DeLon up there?
Oh, yeah, Mr. DeLon, yes. I have Mr. DeLon as an art teacher. Yeah.
And I know I have a lot of friends and fans up there over the years. That was one of the places, even though we were opponents, that I don't know for some silly reason they liked me. But some great folks up there. Mr. Arthur Hale. He was a technology director coordinator when the 21st century classroom came in.
Okay.
So. But just like I said, and I worked in the summer youth program with the STEP program, and Arthur and I worked together in that. I was kind of the coordinator over all the counties there for a few. You're supposed to be talking. I ain't supposed to be talking.
No, I'm learning a lot.
Well, no.
I didn't know you had such a tie to Van Buren, and I'd like to hear more.
But it was, like I said, we played basketball in the old gymnasium up there.
Oh, that must have been the old school.
It was,
which no longer there.
In which a heartbreaking thing I found out is that they rolled most of those old stones off and buried them up there somewhere or another instead of using them for something when they demolished. But okay, back to you, Hammy.
Well, I know we talked Rolly Hole, but did you ever play any marbles at Fall Creek Falls when you were there?
No, I never have done that. I played growing up here in Clay County. I was wondering if they have a marble yard up there.
They do have a marble yard. I remember at Mountaineer Folk Festival there in September, we'd go down and Muddy Pond would do demonstrations for sorghum making, and then right next door to it would be the marble yard.
I'd say we'd thank Mr. Bob Fulcher for that then.
Probably, yes.
Are you familiar with him?
Oh, I know Mr. Bobby Fulcher, yes.
Tremendous gentleman, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
And he of course, he is one of the mainstays in the Rolly Hole Marble Museum. He is on the board of directors here. And he is well-known throughout the nation for his work with folk music, folklore, in his entire career with the state parks.
Oh, yes. Great advocate for conservation of natural resources and a renowned folklorist. But I think great deal, Mr. Bobby Fulcher.
And I know right now he is working day and night on the finishing up the Cumberland Trail.
Cumberland Trail, yes.
That's going to reach from coast to coast, north to south, where we've got the Appalachian that runs from, this one runs east to west, don't it? I think it starts out somewhere out west and goes all the way to the Atlantic, maybe.
Dayton?
Uh-huh.
Yes. I think the Cumberland Trail starts somewhere in the south area of the Squatchy Valley.
And I think it's going to tie in with something that goes even farther, I think.
Yeah, they're still in the process of building right now, and always appreciate
okay,
years.
Some of the things you're working on right now, I know your title says that you are in tourism recovery, and you know, just exactly what does that mean?
My position was kind of a product of the pandemic, really, and kind of helping a lot of these businesses and communities come back in ways after pandemic has hit and everything has kind of been, you know, at a lag or slowed down, but one of the first projects as I arrived there at the Development District was working on a tourism television series with WCTE PBS, the local PBS station there in Cookeville. And this tourism series really kind of highlights not only our natural resources here in the Upper Cumberland, but all of our really great local businesses here. And so that was kind of our project first year, highlighting our local businesses and our beautiful natural resources through this tourism series.
And trying to tie them together.
Yes.
Well, okay, what are some of the I know you're in the process now of doing some of the shows, that you have worked on, if you don't mind doing just a little preview.
No, not at all. We're still in the process of filming, so this first season is 8 episodes. We have the 6th episode about to be released next Thursday, October 20th at 7 p.m. WCTE Channel 22. But just to recap on some of the places we visited so far in this first season, first episode, something I had never seen before growing up here in the Upper Cumberland was the Sergeant Alvin C. York Black Powder Shoot there at the beautiful state park. They have competition every spring with a Black Powder organization that goes there, and they compete with those rifles, and it's pretty.
That's the old cap and bottle rifles, isn't it?
Yeah. And a lot of these guns, these guys have, guys and girls, have made themselves, and they can weigh up to 30, 35 pounds, and yeah, it's quite a.
I'm not sure it had to be made to sit there and watch them reload those things, and the whole process to go through to. To get a shot off.
Oh yeah, it's quite a lot of prep work just to sit down and sight and shoot the gun. Yeah.
And with that, we'll do a little plug for that for the folks that haven't been on the Cumberland Scenic, the National Cumberland Scenic Byway, that is on the Abbott C. York Museum there, and the home site, all those things. You know, a lot of times, those of us that live, like you said, in this area, sometimes we forget about all the great and spectacular things that we live nearly in walking distance of. And, of course, the Abbott C. York is one of those. And I know that we all grew up my age, at least every year, seeing the Alvin C. York movie. We brought the projector in the auditorium. Everyone went in and watched that. Uh-huh. And I do know, if you haven't been to the museum up there, it has greatly expanded in the past few years. And I think that the house now is completely remodeled, and I think it's open for visitors. And I'm sure that will be a great event. Now, what about number two?
Well, in the first episode, we visited the Black History Museum in Warren County. That was wonderful. We got to meet with Mr. Wolford there, and he gave us a great tour, a collection of he's worked on curating there in McMinnville, and that's right off the courthouse square there. We also visited Red Silo Brewing in Putnam County that first episode, and got to meet with Mr. Jim Hilton, and he talked through their brewing process and how they kind of came up with a lot of their items. We also featured the Appalachian Center for Craft. They have a celebration for craft every year and every spring, and kind of demonstrate visitors all the different classes and their students' work, and just the program there. So we got to cover that in the first episode, which is wonderful.
Okay, now keep going. You're doing good.
you mentioned Virginia. The first episode, if you caught it, we featured Rockabilly Coffee in the first episode, and that was our host location. So we have a host location for every episode. So our host, Caitlin Seekley, will actually introduce all of our other locations within an episode from one location here in the Upper Cumberland, and Rockabilly Coffee was that location for the first episode. So it's wonderful seeing Virginia's business there in Carthage.
What do you want to give the folks a warning about where you're looking to go next?
Well, let's see what's coming up. Well, for October, we like to do a little pumpkin picking at the Cedarwood Pumpkin Patch in McMinnville. So we'll be visiting there soon. And Cherry Creek Lodge in Big South Fork will be showing that soon as well. And we also covered the Rolly Hole Tournament here in at Standing Stone State Park, which is a very exciting experience to cover. I'm so glad we could feature it on Wish You Were Here.
Okay. You got anything lined up for us here in Clay County yet?
Well, we've been doing quite a bit of fishing here in Clay County. Did you catch the episode where Rafferty Cleary caught a Del Hollow Mondo? Did you catch that one?
No, I didn't.
Rafferty caught him a Del Hollow Mondo one day when we were out there on the water with Mr. Well, we were with the Del Hollow Marina at Cedar Hill that day, and we were doing some crappie fishing that day.
That would have been with Denny and his crew up there.
Yeah, Denny and Corey. We were with them fishing. They were a great host and took us out. And, caught some crappie that morning. But we did some crappie fishing, and then we also did some striper fishing on the Cumberland River here recently. And we took out of Donaldson Park just down the road, beautiful park. I had never been there before, with a really nice boat ramp right there on the Obey River.
Right. You know, that is one of our hidden secrets. I don't know if we put some new signage up there. The Corps of Engineers had, at one time, that was a big deal with the Corps until they got the budget reduction and they kind of cut back on it. But we had, lots of events up there and had the tennis courts, basketball courts, all of those things. And also, you probably didn't know, but there down where the all of the buildings, the bathrooms, there's a walkway, a path through the woods there. You didn't walk around that, I'm sure.
I didn't, no.
No, there's a 2-mile walkway that goes through old growth timber, and then it it circles around through there, goes down by the river, and comes. You can actually walk down by the boat ramp, back up the street, back into that just circular, beautiful, beautiful trail that is being well maintained by the city. Of course, the city of Salina now has the lease there, and they're doing lots of improvements. The tennis courts have been resurfaced. We now have some pickleball courts painted up there. The basketball court has a fence around. There's lots of things going on up there. You need to get back up and check it out again.
It sounds like I have some more exploring to do, Donald.
Yes, some bending now on that. And I know some of the nature programs that WCTE does, you know, where they go out and find the caves and the creeks. And are you all looking at anything like that, that where anyone has, you know, tried to commercialize some of those things? Or are they thinking about some of those?
We haven't visited any kind of really private natural resources like that. We have visited a state area called Lost Creek, a state natural or recreation area there in White County, and visited Lost Creek Cave there. I hope to visit Buncombe Cave or at least see the entrance of Buncombe in Cordell Hall State Park. As far as private caves, we haven't visited anything like that, but hope to get a couple state-owned operated caves.
Okay, let's take a little short break, work in some words from our sponsors. We'll be right back. And you haven't put your notebook up, have you?
Oh, no.
We'll be right back in a minute.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank & Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank & Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're back, folks. Anna and I have been saying we just wandered off on a whole bunch of different things, and we're going to let her wander on some of those things back on microphone. Go ahead, Hannah. I know you're some of the sites, and you mentioned right off that you had been up to the fish hatchery here.
Yeah, another place we'd cover here for Clay County. We were, me and Thomas were just talking trout, and it reminded me of our visit to the fish hatchery here, the Dale Hollow fish hatchery just up the road. And we had a really great time. Rafferty Cleary was our talent for that feature, and he actually got into one of the raceway tanks they have up there where they kind of age the trout until they're ready to release, but had Rafferty catch some trout in one of the raceway tanks. But.
Okay, now, so you were there kind of like a tourist.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, what was that like for you?
Well, I really enjoyed seeing the whole process from the time you enter the lobby. They have some tanks there and some of the natural species that you'll find in waterways in Dale Hollow there on display in the lobby. But then inside they have small fish, and then you can kind of follow the process, the trout and all the fish, all the way until they're ready to be released, which is pretty amazing.
I know. Hannah asked me if you eat trout. Well, trout are the delicacy for some people. And, of course, those fish, most of those little fish, when they release them, they're not much longer than your hand. But, you know, of course, with fly fishing, that's what they're looking for. And the stream there, there's a natural stream that flows through that area there. It's an unnatural stream that's made to look like one of the, like a Rocky Mountain trout stream. And lots of folks come in with their fly rods and fish there. And of course, the other thing is that they release trout out into the Obi River. And the Obi River is a great fishery for trout. And back, golly, many, many years ago, that the world record brown trout was caught in the Obi River. I think it weighed like 20, 30 pounds or something or other. So, but she asked me about, you know, the eating of a trout. We used to have a thing, you know, about those of us that like things like walleye, that you catch a trout and you clean it real good and you put it on a cedar plank, put it in the oven and bake it and scrape the fish off and eat the plank. That's kind of what we thought of eating, but lots of folks do. Lots and lots of folks come. And that is also a tourist attraction here, is the trout fishing in the Obi River and the little stream up there.
Oh, yeah. I had done a little fishing growing up. I had worked at the boat dock at Fall Creek Falls when I was in high school and beginning college. And the main fish there to fish for was bluegill. And so that was what I was pretty familiar with. And a lot of the people there would fish for bluegill specifically, and that was kind of what I was used to eating besides catfish. But then I came up here and got introduced to more crappie fishing and striped bass and things of that nature, and yeah.
What do we consider Fall Street Falls as being in the Upper Cumberland, or is it in a different section?
It falls in the Upper Cumberland. It falls in Van Buren.
I thought it did. I thought that would be included within that territory. And, well, you know, I know a lot of, I'm sure lots of folks here in Clay County and this area have been to Fall Creek Falls, but I'm sure a lot of folks haven't. And, you know, talk about the attractions a little bit there that draw people up there.
Fall Creek Falls, there's a real wide variety depending on how involved you want to get for your day. The Nature Center is a wonderful place to stop and kind of get acquainted first as you enter the park. The Betty Nunn Nature Center, and right there at the Nature Center, there's opportunity. There's overlooks. There's a playground right there. You can hike down to the Cascades and see the beautiful Cascades, or there's a swinging bridge right there. You can even hike right there from the Nature Center all the way around to the top of Fall Creek Falls, which is the main falls there. Or you can drive all the way to the top, so it's very convenient depending on if you want to make it a hike out of your day or if you just want to make it to the overlook if you're short on time. And then there's also the new Fall Creek Falls Lodge there as well, and a lake there beside the lodge.
You know, of course, a lot of us older folks really didn't like the idea of a new one there with the old traditional lodge that had been there for so many years. But I know the expansion and the remodeling of some of those old buildings made it impossible to save lots of them. But, you know, we have around us, you know, this is just a natural tourism area here. I know here in where we live here in Salina, of course, we have two Corps of Engineers lakes here, that being Dale Hollow and Cordell Hull. Officially, Cordell Hull Lake, it goes all the way up to the spillway at Dale Hollow Lake. So, you know, a lot of folks don't realize that. The Obi River down where the boat ramp you were talking about is actually on Cordell Hull Lake. And we've got, you know, the convergence of the Cumberland and the Obi here. And also we're within, nearly within walking distance of Center Hill. But the one thing we don't have, and I guess we're one of the few counties that doesn't have that, and that is a state park of any type here. Something, I don't know, but something we need to work on and come up with the idea. But, you know, there's...
beautiful natural resources here, so, yeah.
And, you know, then there's so many things, like you mentioned a minute ago, there's so many beautiful sights along the river, and a lot of the beautiful sights, the streams, the waterfalls, and things like that, are on private property. You know, and that does present, I know we have a cave here called the Leonard Cave that dates all the way back to prehistoric Indian tribes, but it's on private property, and they don't like people kind of walking crossing the fence and going to the cave anymore. So, you know, I think it was even included on our historic tour here at one time. But they're just, you know, there's all kinds of things in this area. And I know the development district, I work with Mark Dundee quite a bit on the courthouse here, and I'm working on getting some things done to it and keeping it up and going. And I know that there's just all kinds of projects that you work on that, you know, really benefit regionally, and that's something I know that the development district has worked on for years. And just talk just a little bit about that, about it being a regional organization. Yeah, I mean, being based in the, of course, the one semi-metropolitan area that we have, and that is in Cookeville. But, you know, I know one of the goals you have is to get people thinking about this whole area as the Upper Cumberland area, not just Clay County, Putnam County, Overton County, and those things. Talk a little bit about that. You know, I know some of the goals maybe that may be in mind where you're working on some regional things.
Well, we definitely view it up from the 14 counties. We a lot of popular thing we hear say is touched on the county lines. And they see Upper Cumberland as a whole, and we like to kind of highlight everything within it. But a couple of the different projects I'm working on is... even a familiar with geocaching, even a UC Geo Trail, so we can have visitors come to each of these counties and have a geo trail that they can visit all these kind of sites that are off the beaten path, as they might be, or just overlooks, or to bring you downtown into businesses. We're also working on story maps, kind of these pre-built itineraries. That visitors have if they're coming to an area for the first time, so they have an idea where they could get up and get a cup of coffee, you know, where they could go hiking or shopping for the day, and where they can spend the night having dinner or listening to music. We kind of like to give visitors, and then soon they come back and they kind of build their own itinerary and they explore new things and they see things that they want to see the next visit. And so that's the projects we're working on.
Okay, we need to take a little break. I need to do a little housework here before we do that, and that is to announce our folks that are celebrating either a birthday or anniversary this past week. And we'll be drawing out a name later on here that will earn one of those wonderful prizes, compliments of WVFBFM 101.5 Kicks Country, where you go over by the Chamber of Commerce and pick up your envelope. And we have... a few birthdays and anniversaries this morning, starting with Joe and Judy Sims, who celebrated this past week their 48th wedding anniversary. And I guess we need to offer Judy a prize. She's the wife of an ex-coach also, so that deserves a little extra. Mr. Gavin Beasley celebrated his 18th birthday. Miss Margaret Strong celebrated a birthday. Also, Miss Chloe Upton. And then one of our tremendous young ladies here, Miss Louise Young, celebrated a birthday, and I think she is somewhere, I'm not going to say how far, but she's up past three quarters of a century quite a bit and still going strong. We'd like to really wish her a happy birthday. And also Miss Teresa Gass, and also we have another anniversary, Fred and Carolyn Short. So we'd like to wish all of those the happiest of these special occasions in your lives this past week. And like I said, with that, we'll be drawing out a winner here toward the end of the show. And right now we'll take a little short break, and we're going to come back and do a little more conversation. Thank you.
Salada Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hi, my name is Chris Hodges. I am the hybrid lifeliner for Region 3 North. The areas that I cover are Clay, Jackson, Smith, Trousdale, and Macon County. If you or anyone you know is struggling with substance use and are seeking help, please do not hesitate to reach out at 931-349-4051 or call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Remember, recovery is possible and there is always hope.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. I hope we got a bunch of commercials in here. Hannah and I got the talking off camera, and we're just jabbering away here. But we're back, and we may have come up with two or three subjects to talk about here in the last part of the show. So sometimes I do that here. But Hannah, I know what really, really attracted you to where you're at now.
Well, I grew up, like I said, in the Upper Cumberland, and a little bit biased, but I really fond and have great memories of all the parks and visiting all these places growing up, and the opportunity to maybe help any of these businesses or these areas with this position really interested me. I love the Upper Cumberland, and I knew I was going to be doing a variety of different things, which also interests me. I always like a variety of different topics and being able to work on a lot of different projects. And so this position made that possible. But, that was just to highlight the Upper Cumberland, and then also just to do a variety of different things with a lot of people in these communities was a great interest for me.
And I believe you said you had an inside route to the state parks here in Tennessee, maybe through your father, who is...
My dad's in parks, and that's actually how we met Bobby Folter. My dad was first hired at Fall Creek Falls State Park, and that's where I grew up in the park, living, and all my summers and off days were spent in the park, but yeah, right outside the entrance of Fall Creek Falls. But my dad's he manages the Virgin Falls and the Lost Creek State Natural Area now in White County.
Okay, and you know, like you said, there are, here in this area, there are a lot of, so many unnamed caverns, caves, and things like that. And I think maybe over in White County, there's a tremendous number of caves over there that I think people are trying to go through and get them all named and numbered and things. Are you familiar with any? I think maybe some private individuals are working on things like that.
I don't know too much of the routes that they're mapping out currently. I know that Lost Creek, there was around, I think it was around 6 miles of mapped passages, and they're always finding new entrances and new ways to map. And so I know Chuck Sutherland, he's a great entity and knowledge source on caving and mapping in that area. But yeah, they're still working on and they're always exploring new passages and new ways to enter the cave, but this kind of a comb of different cave systems there and a lot of possibilities to enter new areas.
Okay, let's talk to you about what you're helping me with right now.
Yes.
I know we're in the second phase of working on some things here at the historic Clay County Courthouse. I know we started with the original idea of the Rolly Hole Marble Museum, and last year it was recommended to us that we kind of come up with a plan for the future of the entire courthouse, some of the activities and things like that. And we did our grant here, and then come this year we started our grant, and I got it started, and I called you.
I was happy running because I had just finished covering the Rolly Hole tournament for Wish You Were Here, and then shortly after I got to meet you, Thomas, and you were talking about different audio files from Mr. Bud Garrett and artifacts that you had, and then that's when we kind of connected on this Tennessee Arts Commission grant that you're currently working on to start the Rolly Hole Museum exhibit here at the courthouse.
You know, and that's something that, you know, where you have an idea of something or a dream of things you want to do, and of course, the first step of that is to get it on paper, which we're trying to do that now. And but you know, it's such a wide range of things that you know that Rolly Hole Marbles entail. Just you know, the character of a people, the individualism, things like that, and entertainment for people in an area like this, you know, with limited amounts of money to spend on wasted things like entertainment, you know, you had to come up with something, and it looked like our forefathers came up with a pretty good idea of a game that could be played with four marbles and four people on dirt ground. You can't get a much cheaper playing area, can you?
Yeah, a game anyone could play. A lot of farms had a marble yard. Everybody could gather around. A lot of school yards or parks would have a marble yard that everybody could gather. Or even it would be an activity after you got out of church, after you had Sunday lunch. You went out and you played marbles the rest of the afternoon. So it's a rich part of history here.
In this entire area here and Monroe County, Kentucky, we can't leave them out because it kind of developed, of course. These two states, a number of places were connected, and, you know, even part of the folks when Clay County came about in Tennessee, they had to had to draw a line to actually decide where they called the Walker line, which decided the border between Tennessee and Kentucky, because it was so blurred with all the different land grants and things like that, and some of the same folks both places, and it just kind of developed here. And of course the idea behind this is to preserve and try to do as much research to try to track down, you know, maybe where it actually started, where it actually came from. And of course we know that most of us here are from either Ireland, Scotland, England, and we know that, you know, there are marble shooters over there. I know they have a big a European championship, which some of our Rolly Hole marble players went over and won back in the 90s. So, I mean, you know, there's just so many connections of things here. And, you know, but to get all those things and put things in a room to represent that is it's going to be a tremendous task.
Yes, I mean, it'll take a lot of people, a lot of effort gathering materials and people donating items to display, but... Yeah, I think it's going to be a wonderful exhibit just to represent attachment to Standing Stone and Rolly Hole and the tie to Rolly Hole, this community and the people and kind of the art form of making marbles.
Well, that it is an art form, and it's something that the curator is going to have to learn how to do. And, you know, that's some of the things. You know, we do have an artist in residence here, Mr. Kenzie Adams, who he received an artist grant a few years ago, and one of the older marble makers actually taught him how to make the flint marbles. But, you know, and it's... I guess the whole idea is to, you know, kind of turn Rolly Hole marbles into a tourism site. I know a lot of folks, we're on the Tennessee Music Pathway for Dumas Walker and the Kentucky Headhunters song, you know, "Let's All Go Down to Dumas Walker's," which, you know, brought a lot of national attention to the game again, along about, you know, the same time that Mr. Bobby Fulcher was working on things like the tournament over at Livingston. And I know, you know, that the first year that was held, they actually had satellite marble yards where they had elimination. I think maybe they started playing up at the heavy duty here at the factory here in Salina. They had a marble yard up there, and they had some family marble yards over in Kentucky, and they started out with elimination. I don't know, maybe 40 or 50 teams, and eliminated down and took the final folks over to Standing Stone. And I know that different things bring attention to it. And we know we have Dale Hollow Lake, and we have probably between 5,000 and 6,000 vehicles that come through Salina during the summer and throughout the year every day. So we have the traffic, and I know one of the projects that the development district's helping us with, you know, is trying to get those tourists, not only, you know, that we do a pretty good job getting them to Dale Hollow Lake, but, you know, all the little towns and cities that are around Dale Hollow Lake, they need lots of help, you know, to get the folks to stop. And, you know, when folks come in, they're familiar with, you know, branded names like the Walmarts and the Pizza Huts, the McDonald's and things like that. And a lot of our smaller places don't have those, and they just kind of pass through. And You know, folks will come through this town and not realize we have Donaldson Park here, where they can pull down there and relax for 30, 40 minutes or an hour, walk around it. But, you know, that's kind of something that we've got to get the word out of all the attractions away from our major attractions.
Yes, I agree.
And with the help of the development district and our local governments, you know, I know you work closely with all the local governments here. Let's go back to a business side. How many grants are you working on? Some grants now that.
I'm working on one for Del Hollow Lake, actually, for a feasibility study for. Del Hollow recently received the designation for Bill Vance Signature
right.
Lake, and it's been kind of received that designation. It's qualified it for a possibility for further upgrades and a boat launch and other facilities there, as well as additional parking at the Sunset Marina and Obey River area. It's a very popular, accessible area, and interested in looking at that area and seeing what can be done in that area to increase boating. And so that's something I'm working on currently, is just a feasibility study for that area.
What about the lower end area? We got anything, the whole lake is, designated. And what about projects in Clay County? Does someone need to put together some projects from down here, or...
Well, one thing that I have always is the outfitter company that there was one maybe at one point here for canoes and kayaks,
right,
and boating.
If there are some young people here that would like to have a business in Clay County that will be a major success, the canoeing, outfitters and things, it's waiting for you. And I'm sure there will be seed money somewhere or another in the form of grants and things that could be worked through you somewhere or other.
Yeah, but I definitely think that is something that will work towards is bringing some sort of
right.
possibility for canoeing and kayaking here in Clay County, since you're surrounded such by beautiful waterways right here, and it's just like you said, Donaldson Park's right down the road. Beautiful place to rent a kayak, but not every visitor's traveling with all their boats and are looking for a place to possibly rent. And I'd see that as a great possibility.
Yeah, I know we had a group that did, and they were doing it here for a couple of summers, and I think it got to be more work than they thought it would be, and they had side jobs, and side job was becoming a major job, and that they're not doing it right now, but that opportunity is available here. And we've got, like I said, the beautiful waterways here, and actually getting down the Oben, getting out into the Cumberland, and I know it's within rowing distance, there are a couple of nice creeks you can row up, one like McFarland Creek or Kettle Creek, there's just lots and lots of opportunities here, and we do have, three pretty good launching places here on the Obi, and that is up at the campgrounds, and then at the Moody Ramp. You can launch from there, and of course down at Dale Hollow, here at Donaldson Park. That'll put you in the Obi River. So that business is just waiting for some entrepreneur to grab up and take hold.
Yes.
And it's kind of, we have. The beautiful waterways here, but we haven't been able to attract the canoe manufacturing is going on over in White County. We have more natural water and those type things, but so far, like I said, we need that entrepreneur.
Do you have an area here that you think that would be a good area for a company, for an outfitter that's on the Obey or Cumberland?
Well, we have an industrial park that's down close to the river that we're developing right now, and you might want to talk to the folks over at the chamber sometime about that. And I know they're doing some building pads and things down there now, but I'm sure there are numerous places where they could be located. Yes. What time are we? Oh. we still got a few more minutes. What do you want to wrap up on here while we're here?
Well, actually, I know you mentioned buying a marble-making machine.
Right.
How many marbles have you made by hand?
None yet.
None?
No, well, I take that back. I did used to help my uncle back using the old method.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah, where you take a black diamond file and start pecking on it and round it out. I grew up with it, familiar with it, and I know I have a cousin back in the 80s that Bob Fulcher, he discovered out at one of the marble yards here and actually took him on one of the folklore tours. He was like 12 years old, and he was making flint marbles as a 12-year-old, and he actually went on the folklore tour with them in a few places here in Tennessee. So we've got lots of folks here that actually make marbles, but most of them just make them for themselves. We've got a few people that make them for sale, but more of them over in Monroe than in Clay. But we've got, all those things, and we have never really backed off and looked exactly what we have here in the area of the Rolly-Hole Marbles. And I do know that the tourism folks are very interested in us, getting this thing up and going, and that, their support is there for us, and with the help of folks like you all over there, we're going to gradually get it done.
Well, it was a recipient of the Governor's Award last year, is that correct?
Yes.
The Rolly Hole tournament?
Yes. I know what Sean Hughes, he's kind of in charge of that over there now, and he's been the park ranger, I guess, for many, many years. I think he started out like you working in the park there in Livingston and came back and making a career out of it.
Now he manages Standing Stone.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what, we might let you reach in here and just pull me out a number, and we'll give someone an anniversary of birthday gift.
All righty. Can we say the number?
We have got glasses off so I can talk. Fred and Carolyn Short, for their anniversary, you have won the prize for today, and you can come over by the Chamber of Commerce building, and I think we have some envelopes ready for you. You might want to give us a day or no, I take that back. Our delivery man was here yesterday. We do have prizes there at the Chamber. You just go by there and tell them you're there to pick up your birthday or anniversary prize, and they'll take care of you. And with that, I know, Hannah, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I hope we got some information out to folks, and I hope we can get some folks interested in also on the Rolly Hole thing. If you have any type of memorabilia from pictures of old marble yards, pictures of marble players, stories to tell of historic marble players, we would love to contact with you, either do an audio interview or let you just tell stories to us. We write them down, and so where we can start tracking back as far as we can, because we do know that we had dozens of marble yards here in this county at one time and in Monroe County. So with that, we really, really need your help now. We're getting things down, getting things started, but it's going to take us all to make this work.
Yeah, it takes more hands, less work.
And like I said, it's a pleasure having you here this morning. And
happy to be here. Thank
and
you, Tom.
We'll get you back again sometime when you come up with another major project. And we will, of course, want to remind everyone that Wish You Were There.
Wish You Were Here. Adventures in Tennessee's Upper Cumberland, October 20th on Channel 22, or you can stream it on YouTube. It'll be at 7 p.m., but the next episode will have the Rolly Hole tournament on it, yes.
Yeah, I know they streamed that all day, I think, over there that day. So, and we had a group here from CBS News.
Yeah, they streamed the whole tournament live, right?
And until they spent the entire day here. I think they did some filming here in Salina. And around, I think Mr. Bob Fulcher was kind of leading them around on some of those things on the Thursday before the tournament. And I do know that I will receive a notice here sometime in an email telling me just exactly when that's going to air on CBS Sunday morning. So we will be taking care of that. And that's something we're looking forward to. And we're also on True South now. If you want to stream that, look it up. I think it may be on YouTube of a segment that was shot in Tompkinsville, Kentucky, and out at Malcolm Strong's Tennessee Square Marble Yard. So we've got those going on national TV right now. And with that, I guess it's time we shut the doors here, get everything put back where it belongs, and tell everyone, you know, that we've really enjoyed having you here with us this morning, and hope you'll join us again. And you can listen in this evening at 6 o'clock or stream it on the site. But until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you. And till we meet again, and hopefully next week, WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And until then, good day, Clay County.